Speaking of weird places, New Hampshire is right out there, I tell you. I grew up in Concord, New Hampshire. Actually, I grew up at St. Paul's School, so I grew up in 18th century England. But geographically, it was in Concord, New Hampshire. And I lived in Cambridge for a while. That was strange. Then I lived in New York for a while, and that was really weird. And I decided that it was so strange that I was going to go back to New Hampshire, where it was normal. And I didn't know when I made that move that Hillsborough, New Hampshire, is the world's number one location for flying saucer sightings. And I had to live there a couple of years before I figured out why that was. And it turns out it was one of my neighbors, actually. Old Cyrus put the curve right off the chart. Old Cy saw a lot of saucers. He said, "Oh, geez, yes, I seen them." "I was on the porch taking out some empties, and I seen them." "Phone it in, Cy, phone it in." Cy's the guy that says all that stuff they quote in Yankee Magazine. They've got a correspondent that sleeps out on the porch with the empties and his cell phone. And Cy will come out in the morning and say, "She don't rain today, she's missing one heck of a good chance." Guy phones it in. Cy's observation on the effects of cold on the male anatomy were memorable. "Jesus, shrunk right up like a stack of dimes. About 30 cents worth." And then on the other side of my place, there's this gigantic French-Canadian guy. He works in the woods, you bet. And this guy belongs in the Smithsonian. We're talking national treasure here. I always take paper and pencil when I visit him because he says stuff like, "Give me two eggs side by each and a pair of toast." "Prop the son of a gun up with a 4x2, huh?" "I went for my snowshoes to the barn, and there they were on the wall, gone." But his best one was the product of adversity. He'd been drinking. You're shocked. I was too. First thing in the morning, it didn't look like he was going to make it. He was in bad shape. And I saw him again around lunchtime, and he'd recovered substantially. Had some color in his cheeks, and his eyes were pointed in the same direction. I asked him how he was doing, and he said, "I feel a whole lot more like I do now than I did a while ago." Scary thing was I understood him perfectly.